This audio installment is one of a series of recordings designed to offer some insight into various operational aspects of the Illinois High School Association. This recording is not intended to serve as an official interpretation or explanation of any specific IHSA bylaw or policy. Member schools with additional questions should contact the IHSA office. Other individuals are encouraged to contact their local high school with any questions before reaching out to the IHSA. The IHSA hopes you enjoy this recording. Since the association's founding in 1900, member schools of the IHSA have realized that before students can participate in their school's interscholastic athletic or activity programs, they must first perform in the classroom. In IHSA bylaws 3.020 and 4.020, frames the minimum academic standards students must meet in order to have athletic and activity program eligibility. In order to be eligible academically for athletics or activity participation, a student must meet the following two requirements outlined in IHSA bylaws. First, they shall be doing passing work in at least 25 credit hours of high school work per week, and secondly, they shall, unless they are entering high school for the first time, have credit on the school records for 25 credit hours of high school work for the previous semester. In the application of this bylaw, questions often arise concerning what is meant by 25 credit hours. IHSA Policy 7 offers maybe the best answer to that question. In the policy, it states that 25 credit hours of high school work is defined as any combination of subjects accepted by local high school authorities in determining the requirements for graduation and which accumulates at least 2.5 credits or its equivalent. This requirement needs to be met on both a weekly and semester basis. This means, for example, that at schools where each class counts as a half credit per semester, a student would need to be passing at least 5 of those on a weekly basis in order to maintain eligibility during a semester. And the student would have to pass at least 5 of those classes for the entire semester in order to be initially eligible for the next semester. Member schools are allowed to have a stricter academic rule for their student bodies, and many schools have in place rules requiring students to pass all classes, but having a stricter rule is up to each member school. In determining academic eligibility, schools must conduct a weekly grade check for all students who participate in the school's athletic and activity programs. Irrespective of what day of the week a school chooses to make the weekly grade check, student eligibility or ineligibility begins on the Monday following the grade check. For example, if a school conducts its grade check on Wednesday and determines by the end of the day Friday that a student is academically ineligible, that student would be ineligible for participation in any interscholastic athletic or activity contest for one full calendar week before possibly becoming eligible again. So in this example, a student determined ineligible on a Friday could play in a contest that night or the next day, Saturday, and then the week of ineligibility would go into effect the following week and would remain in effect for that entire week, even if it's determined the student has boosted his or her grades to the necessary level by the next Friday. In situations like this, the student is not permitted to play on the Friday or Saturday after it has been determined he or she is eligible again because the full calendar week has not been completed. From the semester perspective, students who don't pass the necessary credit hours for the semester are ineligible for the entire next semester, regardless of their academic performance during that next semester. When conducting grade checks, schools must measure a student's performance on a cumulative basis from the start of the semester through the date on which the check is made. This applies even to those schools that may offer midterm or 9-week grades, and those schools need to ensure their grade checks do reflect a student's cumulative work during the semester, because if a student transfers during a semester, those cumulative grades must be shared with the student's new school so that the new school can monitor his or her eligibility in a consistent manner with the student's previous school. Tying athletic and activity participation to academic performance is a cornerstone of IHSA eligibility rules, and through the bylaws and policy, member schools are provided a clear process to follow in determining student eligibility.